But for my faithful remnant, for my faithful remnant, do not despise the outward appearance of those that I'm choosing. Do not despise the demeanor, because I'm going to raise up those you don't expect. No one expected David to be raised up. He was, so to speak, the runt of the litter. He was the smallest of the 12. He was a small, ruddy man. And yet my anointing...
Division. Go ahead.
And yet my anointing is what raised him up. And so I'm raising up the Davidic tabernacle that has fallen down. I've been raising it up since the outpouring of the Holy Spirit 2,000 years ago. But it says, as in, says in Amos, in the last days I shall raise up the tabernacle of David. So you will come to congregations that do not have palatial, expensive buildings and are really slick and lots of literature, etc., etc. But you will come to those that have the heart of David and may even meet in tents and even meet outdoors under the trees and in under the blue skies. And if needs be, in the houses of those whose hearts are burning, the burning hearts of the Lord, the burning hearts and houses on fire. And I will work a work in this day. And you will hear reports. And you will encourage one another with the vision of the preparing the way for the return of the Lord, according to Isaiah 35, the highway of holiness. So I have a remnant that have been faithful, and I will take them from amongst the backwaters and the hidden places and bring them out to shepherd my flocks according to the heart of David. And those who are brought into that position, I say to you and I warn you, do not follow the pattern of the previous leaders, or you will end up where they are.